I gotta free this world for Jesus. He's the hope unto the lost. You've gotta recognize the pressures and know where they're coming from. You've gotta understand the reasons and why it's coming so strong. 'Cause it's war.
Delivered from everything that gets in the way of that. Amen. Amen. We want to get rid of the junk and lift up the good, the glory to God, and all of those things that He's got. And He's given so freely, He said. We're going to open up with some news here as we start the program tonight. Governor DeSantis of Florida suspends George Soros-backed state attorney Andrew Warren for refusing to enforce Florida's pro-life laws. This state attorney has pledged to not to uphold the laws of Florida. So I read also that they were forcibly removing him just today or yesterday, and that I'm sure you don't like that, but that's too bad because, hey, thank God for the governor there. Hopefully he's doing a lot of good for that state, and hopefully it'll spread. PayPal unfreezes conservative group in Florida, their account called Moms for Liberty, after Governor DeSantis vowed to crack down on financial discrimination in Florida. Florida has put woke banking on notice. PayPal, unfortunately, must be woke banking because. So they released Moms for Liberty funds that had been withheld. So good that they got their funds back and they don't belong to PayPal. They belong to these people, Moms for Liberty. Appeals court in Indianapolis rules in favor of Catholic school that fired a counselor living an LGBT lifestyle. And the court held that the ministerial exception applied in the case, giving the school the right to fire or hire without government interference. Well, isn't that the way it should be with everybody? I mean, why do we have so much government interference in everything? Do they run our lives? I mean, is that what the way it's supposed to be? Well, some people think that's the way it's supposed to be. Lieutenant O'Hara of Star Trek passed away over the last weekend. Her real name was not Lieutenant O'Hara, but Michelle Nichols. And she was a born-again Christian, and she went and witnessed to William Shatner, which was Captain Kirk in the old Star Trek way back there. But she recently witnessed to him, and what I understand by reading about it, he rejected, and she said, well, I'm going to have to pay more for him. But she died. But Shatner, oh my, when he stands before God, he's going to have no excuse if he doesn't receive Jesus. So, but he does, because he's been a wicked man. And he needs Jesus. So thank God for that woman who witnessed to him. Fox News panel, they go crazy when the guest warns, hey, don't go to any gay orgies if you don't want to get the monkey box. See, Fox has sold out a long time ago to the LGBT agenda, and so it's no surprise that the once conservative news outlet is following the lead of WHO and the CDC by hiding or obscuring the fact that, hey, men who have, you know, anonymous sex with other men are the ones who are getting monkeypox. It's not a pandemic, and it's not something everybody needs to get vaccinated for, in my opinion, because I don't think anybody should get vaccinated anyway, in my opinion, but that's up to the individual. But regardless, why are people getting monkeypox? Well, they're fooling around in ways that is not natural. They're fooling around and having sex, men with men, in ways that are so unclean that all kinds of problems come up in these people's lives. Their uncleanness, they're reaping the due reward of their uncleanness, like it speaks of in the Word of God. So their reward is not a good one, and not going to go well for people who indulge in that continually. It's not a pandemic except in gay men. It's really a form of age, really, isn't it? So, yeah. If they keep on wanting everybody to get vaccinated and they're saying a new thing that everybody needs to get vaccinated for monkeypox now. Well, moving on, Tyler Perry buried Bibles underneath Atlanta, Georgia studio because he was haunted by the land that it sat on. Oh, well, hey, Tyler Perry. Burying Bibles won't break the curse and get rid of the demons. You might try going out there with some authority. I don't know if you have any or not, or if you're walking in any or not, but because you claim to be a Christian, but I've seen you do things that definitely Christians don't do in different situations. So, yeah, anyway, someone needs to go out there with authority, break the curse, and anoint the ground with oil. But, hey, if you keep on using it for perverse things and unclean things and producing stuff, but you think the demons are going to stay away? Well, you just put bury all the Bibles you want, but they're going to do the job, okay? Oh, my. Well, author and Pastor Stuart Briscoe passed away on Wednesday. He was 91 years old. He was pastor of a mega church. So I don't know anything about his relationship with God because I never really paid much attention or followed Stuart Briscoe, but a lot of people have. Democrats' tax and spend bill hits lower-income, middle-income taxpayers. Lower-income the hardest. Unleashing an army of 80,000 new IRS agents who may be targeting conservatives and Republicans, from what a number of people are saying. Well, after his wife died of cancer, Bethel's pastor Bill Johnson removed an article questioning the salvation of people who are not healed. What a ridiculous thought and statement to have an article questioning the salvation of people who are not healed. And here his wife died of cancer, and so, yeah, he quietly removed the article. Well, that's a ridiculous attitude. You know, people are still saved even if they're not healed. I don't know where people get an idea like that. If you're not healed, you're not saved. Why would anybody put an article like that? But anyway, I know people who are very saved and they died and didn't get healed. I mean, so come on with that. I mean, really? 60 large fires are spreading in the West right now. Flooding in Kentucky, as you probably heard by now, 37 dead from that. Other things going on in this wicked world. And it is because of sin. It is because of the devil and darkness. But thank God he's still on the throne. And thank God he's never going to leave us or forsake us. So we can move on in life and know that we're going to be all right because Jesus is with us. And whatever the level of your faith is that's the level that he will be with you. I mean, if you don't believe much, then not much is going to happen. If you walk in skepticism and cynicism and doubting Thomas all the time, then you're not going to see much of the manifestation of God and his glory in your life. It says, be in, as your faith is, be it unto you. For the just shall walk by faith, right? And if you're not walking by faith, then don't expect to see much manifestation of God. So if I would do anything, I think I'd want to strengthen my faith if I was a Christian and needed to see Jesus show up more in my life. I think I want to, you know, strengthen my faith. Isn't that the thing that would be most profitable to you? Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, so get some word in you. Hear that word. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You've got to measure faith, but faith grows and can grow a whole lot more by hearing and hearing by the word. Amen. Amen. So anyway, let's go ahead and open the program with prayer tonight. I want to pray for the brother that hit his head, has a brain concussion. I want to pray for him. Lord, heal him. Would you agree with me, people that are listening tonight? Would you agree for our dear brother to be healed of this attack on his physical body? That fell down somehow, and I won't go into all the detail that I do know, but I do know that fell on his head, and then that I believe that's how the thing happened to him. So we're going to believe God for a complete and total recovery and be restored back to functioning normal. In Jesus' name as we pray tonight. And another person who had to go through some unpleasant operations and they need healing as well so they can return to normal and not have to wear anything on their body to take care of defecation and being rid of the refuse of the body that claimed to return to normal there. And so we'll pray for them also tonight that they'd be completely recovered from that in the name of Jesus. And there are others too. Oh, my, so many things going on. I pray for a brother that in spite of my advice and others' advice, they went ahead and got the jab. And so we just pray that they will live and not die as well. But Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we thank you for your miracle work and power, Father, that the manifestation of healing will take place for our brother who has a concussion or is told that he has a concussion. We just break that curse over him, and we command to totally heal up by the supernatural hand of God touching him, supernaturally ministering to him. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for complete recovery for our brother. And look for the sister who's having some issues there, too, Lord, and to return to normal and get rid of that external item and be able to be normal again and the body to be healed up in the name of Jesus. We rebuke you, devil, off of both of these people, Father, that they shall live and not die. And they shall have a long and healthy life, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you for miracles. We thank you for healing tonight. We rebuke the enemy. Command him to get out of their bodies right now and stop his work of evil against them. In Jesus' name, we pray for the brother who got the jab, Father. We pray that he will live and not die. Live a fruitful life, Father, the rest of his life, Father, in the name of Jesus. For him and all these three with the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you for healing and health in their body. And anyone else that's sick here listening tonight, we rebuke the sickness, the disease, whatever is going on in their body, the attack on their body. We rebuke it in Jesus' name. Thank you for healing. Thank you for health, Father. You said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. So, Father, we thank you for that healing power tonight. We thank you. There's no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I was doing something nice for somebody this week, too, Lord, and wanted to help them out, and a window fell on my arm, and it really hurt. I put ice on it and just prayed. My wife prayed, and it's much better now. Barely have any pain left at all. Thank you, Jesus, for that, Lord. We thank you for that. I thank you for that, too. So I know your power is real. I know you're a miracle-working God. And there was a heavy old wooden window from an old house that I was helping them get, Lord, and you know what was going on. So I thank you for your miracle-working power. Thank you that no weapon formed against us will prosper. We give you the glory for that. And thank you. This is taking care of your children who will believe you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you for healing. Thank you for releasing your power, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you. Praise you that you're a miracle working God and you do miracles for us, Lord. Your children who believe. I believe, Lord. I believe, Lord. And I rebuke the spirit of unbelief tonight. In Jesus' name. I believe for healing for others that I know of that have some things going on in their body or have had things going on in their body, Lord, that their body will just recover in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for it. We thank you for your work, Lord. Thank you for your power. Thank you for the fresh oil and anointing from heaven, Father. Lord, bless the program tonight as we just step out into the word, Father, into truth. That there be a manifestation of your power and glory through the word of God tonight, Lord. Lord, as we speak the life and the truth, Lord, let there be a manifestation of power in people's lives, Father. Thank you, Lord. Dunamis. Dynamite power, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We cover the broadcast with the blood of Jesus. Cover every listener with the blood of Jesus tonight. Thank you for moving in a mighty way, Lord, for your glory, that you would be exalted, Father, here, Lord. We lift you up. We thank you for every good gift and perfect gift that comes down from above, Father, in the name of Jesus right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Yeah, hallelujah. God is good, folks. He's good to you. He's good to me. Look for that goodness. Expect that goodness. Speak the truth. That's the title tonight. Speak the truth. What a time we're living. You know, there's an ongoing battle to stay healthy, to stay alive in this world. And if you never fight these battles spiritually, but always, you know, do everything else to stay alive in the physical realm only, then you're going to lose the battle, okay? I mean, there's a lot of people who, you know, are into doing everything naturally they can do for their body. They're into natural health, they're into eating a specific way, a healthy way of eating. They've eliminated certain things from their diet that are just really bad for them. And they're doing exercises and all kinds of things. But they're not fighting any spiritual battles, and they're losing. You know, I have seen people. I remember a particular one lady. She was just so into everything healthy, vitamins, herbs. And I'm not saying anything bad about those things. We need to take those things and take care of our physical body. But without the spiritual part of it, we can lose, see? If we don't do the spiritual part, too, if we don't bind the devil, if we don't do spiritual work against the enemy, binding and loosing, health and binding that spirit of death and unhealthiness and the stuff of the common culture of this world, the spirit of death and all these things, accidents, all these other things that the enemy tries to bring away, these lying symptoms and whatever it may be. Amen. If you don't do that, you could be destroyed, right? You could lose it. You could lose the battle because you're not engaging the real source of death. If the devil comes to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. And the food industry, he's in the food industry, he's in the medical industry. And I'm not saying they don't do some good there, and there's not some good in the food industry too, but the devil's in there too, okay? And he's working. His death look at some of the things that people are eating. It's absolute junk to their body. It's hard on their body. White sugar, for instance, is just tearing their body up, and cancer just feeds on white sugar. So that ought to tell you something. So we need to see beyond the seen realm, folks. We need to see that the battles are with the unseen realm of death, darkness, and destruction, steal, killing, and destroying. So, yeah, we need to eat healthy. We probably need to eat a lot less, too, but, you know, that will only do so much because the devil and his forces are fighting from a realm that most people fail to even understand. For it's only understood by spiritual revelation, revealed by the Holy Spirit, that person gets in the Word of God and looks to the Word and looks to the things of God for freedom and truth and revelation and understanding. See, Holy Spirit, revelation, knowledge. See, the truth is so often covered by lies because the truth in this world is subdued by evil spirits who do all they can to hold it back and to hide it and to keep the truth from the human race because they know that when truth is known, they can be defeated. And then demons can be cast out of the people and the positions that they hold. And the evil spirits of powers hold positions not just in people, but in places as well. Okay? All right. So we have to understand these things. If you don't understand them, let me just do a sound check here. Just a second here. Somebody said that I'm hearing you real well. Okay, well, you should hear better now, okay? Hopefully you do. All right, moving on here. Hallelujah. See, Jesus, what did he do? See, we got to see what he did. He saw beyond the things that happen in the natural and dealt with the sources of the things that are happening, that were happening then, okay? See, Jesus saw a storm and water coming into the boat, and it looked bad. And who would have thought, you know, of the powers behind all of it, right? I mean, there were forces in operation. So what did he do? He rebuked the wind, and he spoke to the sea to be calm. The devil was in the wind. The devil was stirring up the wind. And the result, when the devil does operate in one area, certain things in nature can react in another way. See, that because of the provocation of darkness, then the sea got stirred up because of the wind, see? And so the devil beat in the wind. Jesus rebuked the wind, and he spoke calm to the sea because the sea was all stirred up and disturbed and troubled, see? Just like things get disturbed and troubled in the realm of the natural because the devil is up to something, see? He's doing something, and things get disturbed and troubled, not just what he's dying, but the things that are affected by what he's doing, if you understand what I'm saying. So, yeah, he rebuked the wind and he spoke to the sea. So spiritual forces had to be dealt with. And then the sea could be calmed down. Okay? Then the sea could be calmed down. So you have to understand these things that are happening, folks. And they don't just happen for no reason. Okay? There's something going on behind the scenes. And we have to know that. Spiritual forces have to be dealt with. Spiritual forces can stir things up, in other words, in the scene realm, into such a frenzy that evil will take place and people could die and be hurt physically or spiritually. And we have the authority to deal with the spiritual forces, to speak to the things and the situations that spiritual forces have stirred up to steal, kill, and destroy. Remember that, folks. Remember that, but this is important, especially in the days that the enemy is very active, it seems, right now, in so many ways, okay? And we need to be very active, too, in resisting his ways. See, we are today in an intense battle to have truth or release truth. These satanic forces are subduing and hiding truth any way they can. We can release it, okay? We can release truth. That is, we can release truth, see, by our words and by our authority. The lies are everywhere, folks, and Satan knows when people know the truth, they can be freed. Right? That's what the Word of God says. Let's read the scripture now. Ephesians 4:15. But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Speaking the truth in love. What is the truth? The truth is hard to find in our society right now. The truth is hard to find in our society. You know that, right? Oh, yeah. Truth today can be evasive. There's so many cover-ups, so many lies and deceptions. But one thing we as true believers need to learn to do is to speak the truth in love. Not just to someone else, but we need to speak it to ourselves. Now, you might have heard speaking it to someone else, but we need to speak it to ourselves. Speak the truth in love to yourself. You need to stop speaking from the Adamic mind and speak the truth from your mind of Jesus, right? You have the mind of Jesus somewhere in there, okay? You should be aware of it. If you're not now, you should get aware of it. 1 Corinthians 2:16, it says, for who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. We have the mind of Christ. You understand what we have? Where is it? Where is the mind of Christ? To be spiritually minded, the Bible says, is life and peace. No wonder a lot of people have no life and peace, even though they're born again, they don't have it because they're not living from the mind of Christ. See, the mind of Christ is where Jesus Christ dwells in us. So speak the truth in love from our Jesus mind, our Jesus consciousness, and speak it to yourself first, because if you're not getting yourself free, then how are you going to go minister freedom to somebody else out there, right? So start speaking that to yourself. And stop speaking from the consciousness of death or the plantings of the devil in your mind. Too many believers are so miserable from looking at their carnal nature. Hell, the carnal nature is at enmity with God. The flesh is at enmity with God. They can be so full of lust and bitterness and fear and carnality unforgiveness. And yet we must know that within that brother or sister, there is the seed of Jesus. And we need to look at them with the eyes of faith, right? We need to see each other and ourselves as God sees us, in other words. Many of us are lost in that Adamic mindset. So you can't get anywhere in that Adamic mindset. We have to live in the mindset of Christ. We have to live in the spiritual mind. So you can't help yourself or one another by trying to put, you know, law on yourselves, which is what a lot of people do, or by trying to fix the carnal nature or adjust it by your own power. It isn't going to happen. Okay? It isn't going to happen. We must not focus on our failures either. A lot of people, that's all they focus on is their failures, and you're going to be in continual problems if that's all you can focus on. The Bible says speak the truth in love. The truth in love. Well, speaking the truth in love over ourselves is that, praise God, that Jesus bore on the cross all my penalties, all my sins, and I don't have any now. So, yeah, we still sin, but in my spirit, where the seed of God is, there's no sin because Jesus won't live with sin. But hey, speak the seed of God in you, in each of us. That's what we need to speak from. See, if people are just trying to adjust their carnal outward man, if they're just trying to use that, they're going to fail. Because if they're doing it carnally by their own power, they're going to fail. Hmm? Oh, yeah. Now, do we realize it in the very center? Do you realize it in the very center of your being, far past your mind, far past your emotions and your will, deeply embedded within your existence and consciousness, is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and Paul, and Peter, and James, and John? Do you know that he abides there? I mean, if you will simply learn to water that seed, the life of God in you is going to begin to rise up and take over in your life. And truth will begin to prevail more and more. Jesus in his life is truth, see? Listen, God has given you an assignment. And assignment is that you should come and minister to his creation, nothing but the truth. And you speak that truth in love, saints. You speak it in love, right? And love's not just so, you can do whatever you want. No, no, love can be very strong. Like we've talked about that before. I don't have to get into it. Let's go to John 8, 31 and 32. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So we see three things here. We see if you continue in my word, four, you are my disciples indeed. So number one, you continue in the word, and you're my disciples indeed. And number three, and you shall know the truth. And number four, the truth shall make you free. When you know it, not just when you hear it, not just when somebody else talks about it and is experiencing it, no, but when you know it and it becomes your reality and you're his disciple and you continue in the word, that truth is going to liberate you. You will know it and it will set you free. If you continue, what does that word continue mean? It means to dig deeper. It means to understand. See, we need to read both these verses together, not just verse 32 either. We need to read 31 and 32 together. Because we know the Bible said Jesus took away the sin of the world. Do you know that? We really know a lot of Christians, they really don't believe that. Why? Because sin is so evident and prevalent in this world that we live in today. You know, it's so prevalent. We see it everywhere, often even in our own lives. But you have to understand it and be at peace until Jesus comes. Sin will always be rampant in the natural, carnal, human mentality and in the human race. See? But it doesn't have to be, you know, so prevalent in you, because remember, in Christ there is no sin. And where are you at today? I'm in Christ. I don't know about you, but I'm in Christ. And you need to start living from the in Christ and not the in devil's part of you, right? Start living from the in Christ. Amen? Not from the in the devil's that are still attached to you, but live from in Christ. And I'll give you some truth here about you. You need to tell yourself, number one, that you have within your being the seed of his life living. Number two, you have a life in you that has never known or been touched by sin. Jesus, right? The Holy Spirit living in you, okay? He doesn't know sin. He didn't sin when he walked on the earth, okay? And then you have a life on the inside that is far beyond human comprehension. Only the Spirit can reveal that life that's in you. Number four, you have a life that knows no bounds and has no limitations. Because God is unlimited. He has no limitations, right? Amen. And number five, you have a life that can absolutely swallow up the darkness. That's right. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. There's greater power than your besetting sins and your besetting demons that you still deal with. There's greater power than that. Right? You have a life in you, number six, that swallows up the hurt, the lust, the evil, the sickness, the junk in your life. Number seven, you have within you the very substance of who Jesus is right now dwelling in you. I mean, these are powerful things that are right now our reality, but people are just not aware. They don't even think about it. But we need to learn to tap into this life source, this truth source. And you know what? You'll never be the same. You'll never be the same. This becomes your reality. And speak the truth in love. The world has so much condemnation. You know, people go to church on Sunday, every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, and get beat up until they believe they haven't really been to church unless that happens. A lot of people can't really believe they go to church unless they get beat up by the preacher. Condemnation preaching, you know, preaching on sin, how bad everybody is, what you need to do to fix yourself, and how you're going to, you know, that's not going to set you free. Okay? It's not going to set you free. That'll just make you sin conscious. When you have a sin consciousness, you're going to sin more if you have a sin consciousness instead of a righteousness consciousness and a grace consciousness, where you will sin less under the grace consciousness than you will under sin consciousness. And we'll talk more about that in a minute. I'll tell you a little story you might or might not remember, depending on how old you are. But they hear about all that they must do and how they must perform before God will really accept them in church every Sunday in some churches, not all churches, but some churches do think that way. And the gospel is not about performance, though. So what's going on? It's about knowing and loving God and knowing him more and more and more and more and seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness more and more and more. It's not about, you know, oh, you better straighten up your life. You better fix this. You better fix that. That isn't the gospel. You can't even do it. If you could, wouldn't you have done it by now? Matthew 22:37. Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and all the prophets. Okay? So this is why this first commandment is to love the Lord with all of you, all of your being. We all should know this is impossible. until he is birthed and alive in you. You can't do it. You can't live it without him and his power. It's not possible. You can't manufacture this, okay? It can't be done by your own ability. When his life begins to really arise within you, there is a burning desire for nothing but Jesus, nothing but God. And you can't cause this to happen. And we should not condemn those who have not had that happen yet in their lives. Just help them get there if they're willing to listen. But only God can do these things, see? When we hunger for him with all of our heart, he's going to do these things. And the things we get beat up about and dwell on are all temporal. And remember that this world and the fashion of it is passing away. It's temporal. They're all subject to change. And you might see yourself today in Adam, carnal, not able to walk as Jesus did on earth. But that is temporal, subject to change, not the unseen reality of God. And by the way, the brother said a minute ago that his head stopped hurting when we prayed for the person who had the concussion. So he had testimony. I forgot to mention that. I had read that and forgot to mention that. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, you may see yourself today in Adam. You may see yourself as carnal, not able to walk like Jesus did when he walked on earth. You know, that temple subject to change also. You know, it's just we need to see into the unseen reality of God and see that all things are possible to him that believes. Do you believe tonight? I believe. You believe. See, Christ in you is not subject to change. He's going to come forth from within you in glorious victory, see? Glorious victory. See, there's really only one necessary message, and that is to have the revelation of Jesus within his people. Amen? And on the throne above and in their spirits. That's where you need to be on the throne, in your temple, the temple. We are the temple of the Holy Spirit. You need to be on the throne there. And it's time to speak truth to yourself so you can believe the truth and speak it to others. Once you have truly embraced it yourself and believe it about yourself, see, Jesus is the head, you're the body, and we are. And we are complete in him. We're one with him. So speak it, embrace it, love the truth, and you will truly be free. Amen. You will truly be free. And God wants us to walk in that kind of liberation. He wants us to walk in that liberty, the glorious liberty of the sons of God. But see, once you know truth in any area, you need to adjust your speaking and your thinking to that truth. You need to adjust your speaking and what you say so it lines up with the truth that you now know. And too much of what Christians say and speak today is an enforcement or of lies. It is a releasing of the many lies of society and culture that we live in, because Christians are speaking in alignment with the world system. They're speaking in alignment with the culture. They're speaking in alignment with whatever curses the doctor said over their bodies. They speak in alignment. Well, the doctor said, I'll have to be on this medication the rest of my life, and there's just no hope of me ever getting off of it. Well, why are you speaking that? Is that what the Word of God said? I don't think that's what the Word of God says, is it? I don't think so. If you've read the Word of God, you know that's not what the Word of God said. So why are you speaking in alignment with what the Word of God doesn't say? We should speak in alignment, even if it might not have manifested yet. We need to speak in alignment with the Word of God, which says, by his stripes I am healed. It says, then forgiveth all my iniquity and healeth all my diseases. That's what I need to speak in alignment with. You keep parrying what the doctor says. Doctors are always, most always negative, and they're going to speak the worst that can be on you that covers their tails. And also, we're going to say the worst thing. Rather than, well, you know, I believe with you for a miracle, unless you have a faith-believing Christian doctor. know? And there's not a minute enough of those around. There should be more. Yeah. We need to stop letting the culture of darkness influence the words of our mouth. See, words continually can give demons permission to enter our lives or not. We can also block them from entering by our words, too. But more often than not, they're giving permission to demons to enter their lives by the words of their own mouth, to even wreak havoc upon their lives by the words of their own mouth. So stop speaking death and lies in any form whatsoever. Okay? Now, I'm not saying this is easy. It's not easy, as the tongue often just speaks unrestrained, because the tongue is so much influenced by what? Even controlled by the evil spirit. Right? And the Bible says, in fact, the Bible says in James that no person or no man or woman can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil. Look at James 3. We'll read it so you can hear it right out of the word, not paraphrasing it, but we'll hear it right out of the word. James 3:6. It says, "And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body and setteth on fire the course of nature, and is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and of birds and of serpents and of things in the sea is tamed and has been tamed of mankind, but the tongue can no man tame. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Can you believe that? That's what's said about the tongue? Yeah, no man can tame it, but hey, we have not a man living in us, right? God is not a man that he should lie. God is not a man. He is God Almighty by his power. And the power within us. The tongue can be tamed, and it can be taught, and it can be dominated. Okay? I mean, like, for example, what happens when you tame a horse, or you tame a dog, or you tame certain animals? What happens? They can be trained to do what they're supposed to do. They can be trained and controlled to make obey and do what they're supposed to do. So we start speaking the releasing of God's power upon our tongue, starting right now, and speaking only truth with the tongue. Devils will lose their hold and their control over your tongue, and it'll be trained by the Spirit of God in a different tongue. You'll be one in a million and bring that tongue into subjection by the Spirit of God in you. And believe me, it's one in a million, but there's about many that bring their tongue under subjection and they're successful in that area by the power of Jesus, because they can't do it by their own power. And a lot of people try to do it by their own power, and it isn't going to happen. Hallelujah. But it will happen when the Holy Spirit is involved, see? Amen. And the devil will lose their control over your tongue. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That's what we want to take place. But see, most don't. Most believers don't win this battle. You know, there's much trouble or devils in believers' lives because there is no taming of their tongue. And demons use what is said or not said to get into people and to set up strongholds. And then they use, you know, what is continued to be said to maintain a spiritual stronghold, because people are continually saying things they shouldn't be saying with their mouth. They give permission to the demon when they have no taming of their tongue. They just can't help it. It just comes out. Okay? Right? Because only God can take the tongue. They can't do it. They can't stop it on their own ability. So the demons use what is continuing to be said to maintain their spiritual stronghold. So what you speak and say really does matter and really does make a difference. Sometimes it can even be life or death, because even what the word says, the power of life or death is in the power of the tongue, right? It's basically what it's saying. So what should we be doing? We should be training our tongue by the Spirit of God to be tamed. And the Word of God has power to do that. Amen. This is important, folks. I mean, I'm not telling you something that's not important. This is very important. Your day-by-day life is very important that you bring that tongue on the subject, because people say stuff all the time that bring bondage in their lives and the lives of other people. People curse with their tongue. They curse other people. They speak negative things over other people that bring them into bondage, too. See? And so we have power to curse and bless with our tongue. The Bible says that. So listen. Bring another subject about the power of the Spirit in you. All things are possible to him that believes. See, if you believe it can be done, it will be done by the power of the Spirit. See, also, it's time that God's people, that we understand that we don't need to accept condemnation. That's right. I mean, remember, if you were alive back then, and you remember the early days of the ministry of Jimmy Swaggart, I mean, he was definitely what people would have called at that time a hellfire and damnation preacher. Okay? His message was very judgmental and critical back then, and he would fill arenas up and people would get saved, and that's what the lost need. Sometimes they need to hear the conviction, the lost, bring them under conviction to get saved. But this situation, why was he like that? Not because he was a hypocrite, as some people had assumed about him because of what he was doing, but because he hated so much what he inherited through Adam, the demons he had. And he didn't know they were demons, and he wouldn't admit, because James Robinson went to him and told him that these are demons and you need deliverance. But I got deliverance. And I got rid of these things that I see you have too. But Jimmy just rejected that a Christian could even have a demon. And he still does today. But he hated what he had in him, what he had inherited, and he struggled so desperately with that junk. So he hid, and he still did it while he preached against it. And he was caught up in a web of knowledge of good and evil. He was not living from the tree of life. Okay? Let's go to be the scripture at this point. I remember the story. I was alive and I was a Christian at that time when all that went on. Now, he still has ministry today, but he still doesn't believe a Christian can have a demon. Romans 8, 1 and 2. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Hallelujah. So I'm quite free from the law of sin and death. I'm not subject, don't have to be subject to it, because I believe this. A lot of Christians don't believe that. They don't understand it. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Hallelujah. So many Christians will condemn you, something fierce, for your sins and failures if they're not, if they're out in the open. If they are, yeah, they too have their own sins and failures. They may be hiding them. But they still have them, I guarantee you, unless they've learned to walk this way. And they will preach hellfire and brimstone to you and some churches today, and they'll have your ears smoking, steaming. And yet God doesn't condemn his own. He loves his own. And yet a lot of churches, you get a lot of condemnation, and you think that you're condemned of God. But that wasn't God doing that. That was man doing it with the demons that were controlling him with the message, or her with the message they were sharing. See, God doesn't condemn his own. He loves his own. But yet we will all go through a burning process, but it won't be hell. God baptized us with the Holy Ghost and fire, but hey, that's a good thing. Fire cleans out the junk in our lives. It's a perfecting fire, not a condemning fire. People think, I don't want the fire. I don't want to be condemned. I want the fire. No, that's not what the fire does. It doesn't condemn you. It perfects you. It's a cleansing fire. Okay? Oh, yeah. It might seem like it. But no, our God, he is, that fire is to cleanse us and to burn out the junk in our lives. The Bible says there's a day coming when we shall stand before God and books will be open. You know what the book is? Go to 2 Corinthians 3. 2 Corinthians 3. Let's read verse 2 and 3. Yes, ye are our epistle, written in our hearts, and known and read of all men. For as much as ye are manifestly declared to be the epistle of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not in tables of stone, but in fleshly tables of the heart. You see that? We're a book. Now, I know that book two, the book of life and that, but we're also a book. See? Paul said that you're a living epistle, a living book, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God. Each of us is a book. Each of us is a living epistle today, if you're alive. When they come today for everyone, when their book will be open. I mean, no, the Bible says perfect love cast out fear. Perfect love cast out fear. But why are so many Christians living in fear today? In the churches of the world, almost everywhere, they have within their teachings fear. And if we need to fear anything today, I mean, it's the carnal, self-fleshly life that is at enmity with God, that's trying to keep us separated from the life and the love of God, that will keep us from fear in the first place. See, there's so much fear in the church today because of self, Adam, the Adamic nature, that dictated the rules of the church today. See? What is self and what is flesh is death. What is the carnal nature? That is death. And what is the Spirit of God? It is life. And so we have too much self and flesh and carnal nature, so much so that we have too much fear. See, where there's fear, what are they? They're demons, lots of demons. Jimmy Prager's problem back then was fear and his Adamic flesh nature. He prayed, if you want God, you can't do that. You want the blessing of God in your life, stop that sin. Well, he couldn't even stop his own. And while he was preaching that, he was out there doing pornography and doing things that sexually that he should not have been doing. And that's all factual stuff. I'm not saying hearsay. It's always proven. And so, and you know, he's not doing it now that I know of. He's gotten hopefully more right with the Lord, and he couldn't win that battle, not on his own. So, hey, it didn't work for him, so why would he keep preaching the gospel? It didn't work. See, he kept preaching it. He missed the true gospel, which is the gospel of grace, not of works. Okay? And to this day, he still doesn't get it. I watched him preach, you know, not too long back. And if he had demons in him, if he needed deliverance, and he needed to get his church delivered there, his son needs deliverance, and that he still denies Christians can have demons. Still denies it. Still holds on to that false belief. Okay? So, yeah. He missed it, the true gospel, which is the gospel of grace, not of works. And if we could save ourselves from our besetting sins just by the willpower and our trying harder and not doing these bad things, we wouldn't need Jesus, would we? But how many of you have found that you can't save yourself from your own sins? Self still wants what self wants, and there's still a battle there for it to get its way in your life and to have its way. And many times it wins. Okay? Many times it wins. But when you give up and you let God regenerate you and live in and through you, then you begin to want and live the things of God, things you could never grasp, no matter how much condemnation preaching you heard, you could never grasp it because it doesn't, condemnation preaching doesn't produce it. Listen, just as sin and death entered into the world through Adam, through Jesus came life. Thank you, Jesus. He said, I'm coming that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Thank you for that life. It came through you, Jesus. Go to Romans 5 to read a little more here. Romans 5, verse 12. It says, wherefore, as by one man sin, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Right? All have sinned, right? It told us that. Verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. Reading on, verse 16, and not as it was by one that sinned, so is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. You see that? We're reigning in life through grace, through one Jesus Christ, by one Jesus Christ. Verse 19, for as by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. Who is that one that made us righteous? Jesus is the one that made us righteous. By the obedience of Jesus, many were made righteous. By the disobedience of Adam, many were made sinners. Oh, powerful truth here. So, we're here to bring life, folks. That's what we carry. Say that a homosexual or a drug addict or a prostitute walked into your church or a church where everybody just loved on him or loved on her, even though they knew she was a prostitute or he was a drug addict or he was a homosexual or she was a lesbian, whatever. They just loved him and cared for him. Just loved him and nurtured him. And how long do you think it would be before, how long do you think it would be before she wasn't a prostitute anymore? He wasn't a drug addict anymore. Could you just love her and speak life to her? Could you do that? Because if you couldn't do that, she doesn't need your church, your care, right? If she only, you know, if she only hears how she needs to change her life, clean it up, straighten it up, and quit doing that and stop your sin, that's useless. You think that she hasn't already tried 100 times and failed because she hated herself so much for the things she was doing, if she was a prostitute or the homosexual or the drug addict? You think that they hadn't already hated what they'd become? But if a person would minister life to her, or a group would minister life to him, you know, not the letter of the law. You know, they need the letter to get saved. You know, the law brings you to Christ as a schoolmaster. But after that, if you minister life and love to her or him, they will change and start to grow. Or they will reject the gospel and walk away. But if they're born again, see, Jesus came to save sinners. That's right. He came to save sinners. Mormons are just sinners. Jehovah's Witnesses are just sinners. They're lost. They need Jesus. That's right. His gift of grace was for all to reign in life by one Christ Jesus. It was to live in his life right now, see, through him, in him, from him, now. Not tomorrow, now. What do you have to do with that? Right? I mean, that's the way it should be. So he will get all the glory. All of it, all glory, all honor, all power. Be to him forever. See, Adam, he sinned. He bound up the whole human race to the will of the flesh and the devil. And God came to free us from the will of the flesh, the control of the flesh, the domination of the flesh even. And we obtain freedom in our will by fellowship with God in our spirit. See, by spending time in God's presence, learn to live there and not in Adam all the time. His spirit then flows into our natural will and transforms it into his will. We die to our will and live to his will, see. It's a work of his grace. It's a work of miracle, working power of God that's working in us, see. Oh, yeah. Pentecostals say, well, we are filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I say, if you're really filled with the Holy Ghost, then you're going to be a holy person, right? And you can't be that way by trying to be that way. Trying to do the right thing doesn't work. Oh, it might work once or twice, but normally You're not going to be able to do it by your own power. If you could do it all by your own power, you wouldn't need a Savior, right? You wouldn't need Jesus. You wouldn't need the Holy Spirit living in you. If you are full of the Holy Spirit, you're going to be controlled. You're going to be moved. You're going to be motivated by the Spirit, right? But if you're full of the carnal nature and you're just letting the Holy Spirit lie dormant within you, you're going to manifest the things of the carnal nature. And that's what most people are doing. They're manifesting the flesh. They're manifesting the carnal nature. And that's what they're comfortable with, but that's what they've lived in most. They're going into unknown territory when they let the Spirit of God rise up in them. When they start living from the mind of Christ, that's unknown territory to most of them. And listen, you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you're controlled, you're moved, you're motivated by the Spirit, and you can't work for it, you can't work it up, you can't live right for it, you can't try to be your power. By your power, choose the good over the evil, because that puts you in the works of the flesh, eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil instead of the tree of life. Trying with the flesh alienates you from the Spirit of God. For the Spirit is life and the flesh is death. Remember, that's what the Bible said. Let's read another scripture, 2 Corinthians 4:6. 2 Corinthians 4:6. Hallelujah. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessel that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Where's the power? The power is of God. It's not of us. See? We have this in earthen vessel, though. We have it in our spirit. See, the answer for you is to learn how to feed upon spiritual food. Jesus, the manna from heaven, folks, the honey in the rock in the wilderness, from which it comes living water. Jesus, if you eat of me, you'll live by me. And if you don't eat of me, drink my blood and eat my flesh, you have no part in me. If you eat the food I give you, you'll never die. Well, I tell you, what a promise that is, saint to God. What a promise that is. God loves us, doesn't expect us to be able to choose the good over the evil. No, because of our own power, we can't do that. That's why he lives inside us, because he knows that we cannot consistently choose the good over the evil. We might choose it in our mind, but like Paul said, I do the bad that I don't want to do. I do the evil that I don't want to do. I choose in my mind to do the right thing, but I end up doing the thing that I don't want to do. Because without Jesus, there's no power to overcome the flesh. There's no power to overcome the demons that are attached to the flesh. They're attached to the soul, the mind, will, and emotion. That's right. Yeah, we may have decided to do the good, but we end up doing the evil. How many times have you decided to do something and ended up doing the wrong thing or the opposite thing? You decided to do the good and you ended up doing the evil. You decided you're going to say something good, and here you get in a situation, and here you spout off something bad. Do you use some bad language, or you say something you shouldn't have said, and you wish you hadn't said it, and you'd already determined you weren't going to say it, but you couldn't stop yourself, because, see, without the Spirit of God bringing us into subjection to, by the grace of God, we are going to win, because we have to have the greater one, see, have to have the greater one. So we need to learn that we have this treasure in earthen vessel. We need to discover the treasure in the earthen vessel, the treasure within us, the hidden life, and we learn to live by that life. And we live by the life of another, in other words, see? No longer we accept that condemnation. We don't accept it anymore when it comes knocking on our door, but we accept life, his life, himself, who he is, what he is, what he's transferred to us. He's transferred so much to us. He's given us so much, but we just need to live in it and stop living out of that old carnal nature, out of that old condemnation nature, that sin consciousness, that sin rulership over your life. There is a treasure in you. Amen? You are a treasure. And God has many treasures in this world. And we're here to collect others as well and shine and protect his treasure. Amen. And the more we can just be in his presence, the more we can just sit in that presence. And we partake of him. We partake of his glory, his goodness. We renew our mind with the word of God. We sit in the presence of the word. I just hate to put the word down in the morning. You know, I love his word. And it's just feeding life into me. As I just meditate on his word, as I just read his word. Hopefully you're reading his word every day too. Hopefully you're putting that word in you. Because there's life in the word. Health to all the flesh, even the Bible says, right? Amen. Amen. Well, there's just so much here. I hope you got it tonight. I mean, there's so much more that we could talk about that, but I want to just talk about a little bit of different too as well. 1 Timothy 3:2. Let's go over there. A bishop then must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given the hospitality, at peace, not quarrelsome. You know, the leader and the people should not be argumentative, given over fighting, as far as being the aggressor. A person doesn't go off in anger easily. See, you shouldn't be a quarrelsome person. Are you a quarrelsome person? Now, you can only win this battle by the Spirit of God. You understand that? You can't win it on your own power. Amen. Amen. But, you know, a lot of people trying to win it on their own power. You're not gonna win that way, okay? All right. So we should be people of integrity. Okay? We should be people that are not deeply touched by any unrest or controversy or disturbances. And we also need to work to bring peace and unity among, you know, our brothers and sisters in the Lord. Well, rather than striving against others and causing confusion like some Christians do, you should first be at peace with yourself. Are you at peace with yourself tonight? It's about you should be. And under grace, you can be. But the law, you won't be at peace with yourself because you'll always feel like you're not doing enough. You'll always feel like you failed at doing what you have been doing. Remember the scripture, for God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, and then all the churches are the same. He's not the author of confusion. And you know, there are two extremes in the church. And when I say the church, I'm talking about that Christian, because Christians are the church. Okay, whether you be in a building or whether you be outside the building, you're still the church. Okay? Peace and confusion are the two extremes in the church. God is the author of peace, and who is the author of confusion? Yeah, the devil, right? And neither of these extremes just happen in our personal lives or in the church. They don't just happen. Well, they have to be. They have a reason for everything else. They don't just happen. Okay? Let's read another scripture here, James 3:16. It says here, for where envy and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. So you think that maybe there's envy and strife, that's why there's so much confusion sometimes? You ever think about that? Where envy and strife and self-seeking are? They bring in confusion and evil work. So watch out for that self-seeking thing. It'll steal your peace, right? And peace of the church, and you'll be confused. Some churches you go into, you know there's confusion operating in there. Because there's strife, there's envy and there's strife, and there's self-seeking. You know, people have a little peace in their lives but when they're given over to self-seeking, and then they wonder why they get so confused. Well, the word tells you, quit envying things, people, positions, etc. Look for somebody or something. Seeking itself always says it once. So you remember, we are living from the Spirit now, as we've just been talking about. We're going to live from the realm of the Spirit. We're not going to live from the realm of the flesh. And that's what happens. People get so easily back into that realm of thinking and functioning from the realm of the flesh. And so I warn you not to go there. 1 Peter 3:10, it says, for he that will love life and see good days, let him restrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. This is the key, is stopping envy and strife and self-seeking. We're told to seek and pursue peace. In other words, peace has to be sought after. It doesn't just happen. He said, my peace I give to you, but you have to go get that peace and receive it from him. You give it already, but you have to receive it from him. Okay? And going along with whatever somebody wants to have and to keep the peace is not how to keep the peace, okay? If you just go along with what people controlled by demons want to keep the peace, what is that going to accomplish? Well, you think that's really going to be a peace? That's just going to be a fragile situation that if the person doesn't get what they want and the demon that are in them doesn't get what they want, they're going to explode and they're going to manifest. See? So going along with somebody just to keep the peace, that's not how to keep the peace. That's not pursuing peace. That's just, you know, letting go. And letting go really opens the door to confusion. And really, oftentimes, really, the fact of the matter is you don't have to have spiritual warfare to have peace. Timothy said, fight the good fight of faith. Right? Like in a marriage, you know, to keep it together, to have peace, a man will, it can work either way. I'm not picking on women. A man will give in to the strong demands of a wife who is self-seeking in order to try to have peace and keep the home together and not have, you know, rapid chaos and confusion. That's not peace. That's not going to bring peace. Only confusion and every evil work, especially if he compromises what he knows to be right and knows to be the word of God to comply with that woman. And again, think of the other way too, the woman with the man, okay? The woman with the man. Challenges are not going to go away by themselves, okay? Ignore it, it will go away. That's a lot of people think. And so there's a fragile peace going on, but it's not really a peace. It's just a cover-up. It's just a thin veneer that really there's no peace there. But they've got this thin veneer going that is ready to explode at any moment. Okay? Because ignoring it doesn't cause it to go away. There are ungodly things that are going on in America, folks, that would have never gotten so bad if we had just stood, if the church would have just stood and not compromised to keep the peace. If they would not have compromised in so many ways to just, well, we got to all get along. No, we don't have to get along. The Bible says it's possible to live peaceably with all men. But how many know it's not possible most of the time to live peaceably with all men because of the problem in mankind is they're loaded with devil and they're not saved. And how do you live peaceably with the devil? You say it's possible to live peaceably. But many times, and most of the time, it's not possible. But if it is possible, do it. But if it's not possible, and I think of all the women that we've pastored over the years that have been married to unbelievers. They had a fragile relationship, most of them. They loved their husband, but still there was something between them because they were light and darkness, and light and darkness don't mix, and just like oil and water don't mix, and they love their husband, but the husband is not saved. Yeah. Oh yeah. Right. So it says it's okay to have the keyboard and drum player in the church that are not married and living with their partners. No, it's not okay. That's sin, and it brings confusion, and there's not peace in the camp, and Jesus is on the throne, right? You're compromising, and you have a thin veneer, but it's not a real peace, and everybody looks good on Sunday morning, maybe. But, hey, sin is in the camp, and what happens? One bad apple begins to spread, I'm not saying don't sin. I'm saying live in grace. Don't live under condemnation. Live under law. Live under grace. But grace can confront sin very strongly. And you can't be afraid to confront sin. It says in one of the Corinthians that they claim to be a brother, and yet they're an adulterer. They're doing that. You have to put them out from among you. Right? I mean, you can't allow that sort of thing going on. I remember one church that the piano player was having an affair with one of the elders in the church. And they were both married. And then they went on having church every Sunday. Everything just went on. And great. No, there's demons operating. There's poison there in the camp. And people have been poisoned. Yeah. And it's not healthy. And there's not really peace in the camp. There's confusion in the camp, and there's a problem because of that. Excuse me. So we have confusion in America today. We have confusion because sin is so rampant, because deception is so rampant, and the lies are everywhere. Yeah, truth is hard to find. Yeah. And it would have gotten so bad in this country if the righteous would have just stood up and stood for righteousness and fell over God, declared the sin from the housetop, right? And been bold. But see, it's shame, but not without a fight. Spiritual warfare, this is a spiritual battle. You understand it's a spiritual battle that's going on in the country right now. Spiritual battle, it's not a physical thing. Oh, it may manifest at times in the physical, but it is not a physical thing. It's a spiritual conflict that we're in the midst of. That Satan is exalting himself, making his big move. We must be bound. We must do our part. It is by the Spirit of God we bind and we loose and we use the keys of the kingdom. And of course we're fighting in love. Spiritual conflict. Right? You know, you'll never get rid of evil if you don't confront it. And God doesn't expect you to just put up with everything and see them, you know. That's right. So we engage the enemy, bind it loose, and rebuke, and cover with the blood, and do every manner of warfare needed with the Word of God. And we need to realize that whatever we allow in our life, God has no choice but to allow it there because of our own choices, right? And that's why people in a lot of bondage that they're in today, because they allow it in their life and they won't deal with it. They won't confront it in their own life. They won't deal with the sin in their own life. They won't shout grace, grace, grace to it, as it says in the Word. Shout grace to it. Grace is everything that God has given us on the cross, through the cross. Our authority over sin, our authority to live in grace, our authority over the devil, winning back everything that we lost when Adam and Eve fell. Right? Amen. So, a lot of people are allowing a lot of things, and so they're living in a lot of bondage because they've allowed the bondage in their lives. And if you have an attitude that things will not change, you know what? They're not going to. What you allow and you put up with, you're going to have to live with. I know that. That's an unpleasant word there. See? Let's go back to the other part, right? Sometimes you have to fight a war to get peace. That's right. You don't have to put the devil in his place to have peace. You're going to have to bind him, and you're going to have to keep binding him until something changes. And yeah, we're to be people of peace, but Israel fought many wars, and then the Bible says, and Israel had peace for 40 years, or whatever amount it was at that particular time. So there has to be war to be peace. And we have to be engaging the enemy if we're going to have peace in our own lives. If we just sit back and let him rule and reign, then guess what? We don't have peace. We have confusion. When the devil's ruling, it's confusion. That's what it says. When the wicked rule, the righteous mourn. But when the righteous rule, they rejoice. Well, right now, the wicked are ruling, and I'm mourning over it. I tell you, I'm the righteous, and I'm mourning. And the Lord also, you have to remember, the righteous can cry out, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their troubles. Remember Psalm 34:17. But while we're in that area, let's read Psalm 34:14. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of the Lord is against them to do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but what? The Lord delivered him out of how many of them? A couple of them once in a while? No, he said the Lord delivered him out of them all. That's right. The evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be desolate. I mean, it's not doing good for the wicked to try and bring all this wickedness. They're going to, the Lord said, vengeance is mine, I will repay it. It's good for them. Okay? Now, they can't fight against the Lord. They may think they can fight against God. They cannot fight against God. The devil has tried that. He's not prevailed. Look what happened at the cross 2,000 years ago. He couldn't stop that. He couldn't stop it. See, we serve the greater one. The greater one is on the throne. He's on the throne in our lives, too. And he bore the penalty for our sins. So, oh, those that just preach salvation all the time, you know, nobody could ever live up to it. That's why we live in grace, and God changes us from glory to glory, from faith to faith, even as by the Spirit of God. Remember that scripture in Corinthians. But if you try to do it on your own power, because you get beat down every week with condemnation preaching and legalism, then you'll just be frustrated because you can never fix yourself. It's done by the Spirit of the Lord. That's a quote from Corinthians. I need to go there and read it to you. I'll go read it again. I've read it a number of times on this program over the years. I'll read it again. It says in 2 Corinthians 3:18, but we all with open faith, holding it in the glass, the glory of the Lord. See, that's what's changed us. We are changed when we hold the glory of the Lord in us and upon the throne as well. Beholding it in the glass, the glory of the Lord, our change is the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord, not by you trying harder, by you getting under condemnation and trying to fix yourself, do it with your carnal nature. Your carnal nature can't fix anything. Right? Carnal nature is an enmity with God. You try to fix it with carnality, you will fail. You can do all the self-help programs, all the little good work and all that, not going to fix you. Only by the Spirit of God. Only through, how many know the deliverance is by the Spirit of God? That's right. The deliverance is the work of the Spirit. It's the work of grace. It's not the work of the law and legalism. They didn't even have deliverance that we're aware of, deliverance ministry out of the Old Testament. Okay? That came in the New Testament. See? Hallelujah. But they were subdued when David played the harp. Saul's demons were subdued. They didn't leave him. Okay, they were subdued. And even David was playing on him one time. Saul threw a javelin at him to try to kill him. So they were even manifesting then when he was playing the harp, when they were only somewhat subdued. But they didn't come out. Oh, my. Anyway, there's so many things we need to understand. But we are to be full of peace, but Israel again fought many battles, and then they had peace for a certain amount of time. And we should pursue peace, even if it means war to get it. So we're not seeking a war, okay? Now again, I'm talking about a spiritual conflict. Because I'm not talking about physical war going out there doing that, but who knows, some people will have to do that. We've had to have wars as a nation to maintain the liberty of America. Right? To keep the Japanese from taking over, to keep Hitler from taking over, to keep the guy in World War I from taking over the world. Different things. We've had to fight wars over the years. Okay? And a lot of things went on spiritually. in those wars too. So anyway, we're not the aggressor, but we won't run from one either. We know that. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you, devil. And we don't just maintain a defense mode. We stand with our shield and our sword and go into battle against the enemy. Right? Amen. But we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age and wicked spirits and heavenly places, or however that scripture goes, right? And, you know, 2 Corinthians. So, fight the good fight of faith. We're the good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's what we're called to be. And remember, the Bible says that the violent take the kingdom by force. We take the things of God. We don't just let the devil have them and steal them away from us. When we take those things that God has given us, we receive what is ours. Okay? We got to receive what is ours. We cannot just sit back and say, well, I guess I can't have that. Yes, I can't have what God gave me. No, I can have what God gave me. You just have to take it. Receive it in Jesus' name. Because it's yours. It's already been given at the cross 2,000 years ago. He's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He's given us those things. We just have to take what God has given us. Amen? The kingdom of God is ours. And all the things of the kingdom is ours. We're joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Remember that. Whatever Jesus has, you have. Joint heir has whatever that he's a joint heir or she's a joint heir with. They have what that person has. And so we're joint heir with Christ, the scripture says. But we have whatever he has. You just have to use what he's given you. Take what he's given you and operate in it and function from it. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the word of God, folks. This is, we love the word. We love the word. And I just want to end it with a little bit about peace here and confusion. Because I tell you, some marriages are confusion today. And because the mates are manipulated by each other, and it's just a mess. Don't want to live that way. And we want to live in peace. But we may have to do some spiritual conflict to get the peace that God would have us to have. Amen? Amen. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. We give you the glory and we give you the honor tonight. Thank you for the word. Now we're going to go and do deliverance. And we ask that you would anoint the deliverance session tonight and minister in the time of deliverance to the people who are ready to receive some tonight. In Jesus' name, we praise you for it and give you the glory and honor. Amen. All right, we'll be right back. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Let's go ahead and do some deliverance this evening. And that song, His Love Is Worth It All, certainly. His love is everything. Without His love, what would we have? For God to love the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And He loves us. That's, I think we forget that sometimes. We're just so prone to receiving condemnation. Forget that He just loves you. He loves you so dearly, desperately. I don't know if desperate, but I mean so much. He gave His best to have you. Hallelujah. That's awesome. All right, let's do some deliverance. First, I want to pray for somebody who just needs to make a decision, and they need to do it right away. And they need healing. So, Father, we pray for this brother who needs to make a decision and they need healing immediately. Father, we thank You, Lord, that the word of the Lord is healing. And so we thank You that the healing would take place, Father, in the name of Jesus, that there be a manifestation, Father, a full manifestation in the body. And, Lord, I know that, Lord, that You are the healer, Father, that You promised that You heal all our diseases, forgive us all our iniquity. So, Lord, I thank You for manifesting that for the brother. And, Lord, the decision will be the decision that You have for them to make, Father, that they will make the right decision. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Amen. All right, let's do some deliverance here tonight. Hallelujah. Thank You, Lord God. Thank You, Lord God. All right, let's come against this crippling fear. Crippling fear that this is seems to cripple you when it manifests. We come against that crippling fear. Command that fear to come out in the name of Jesus right now. Come out of there, all the way out. We bind and break that crippling fear and command it to come out in the name of Jesus. Come out. That spirit of crippling fear, you come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. You loosen and let them go all the way out. That fear of standing in front of people, speaking in front of people, somebody asked for that one. The fear of public speaking, you come out right now. We break that curse of fear of public speaking. You come out of there in the name of Jesus right now. That fear of public speaking, fear of speaking in public, fear of being before a crowd and speaking. Come out of there. Come out. All the way out. Go. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out of there. Go. In the name of Jesus, fear of standing in front of people. Come out and speaking. Come out. Jesus' name. We come against that spirit that causes you to just shut down and get uncomfortable. And maybe it's the fear of the unknown. You come out. The fear of the unknown. Come out of there, all the way out. All that fear of the unknown. Come out in Jesus' name. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus, sorted by the angels of the Lord, and come out of there all the way out. All that fear of the unknown, come out now in Jesus' name. Go, all the way out. All that spirit of confusion, you come out, Come out of there, all the way out. Fear of confusion, we break the power of confusion. We break the control of confusion over your life right now. We command it to come out of there right now in the name of Jesus. Fear of confusion, go. Come out. All that confusion, the blood of Jesus against you. Come out. Come out, fear of confusion, fear of sadness, you come out too, fear of sadness, I bind you. We break the curse of sadness. Some things have happened lately that have just made you sad, and some of your days have been spent in sadness. We rebuke that sadness right now, that spirit of sadness wants to come on and stay on And we just say, no, devil, you got to go. All that sadness. And you shall turn my mourning into dancing, right? You shall put off my, yeah, come on, in Jesus' name, all that sadness, you have to go. Come out, 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 all the way out, come out, sadness, come out, in the name of Jesus, go, go. Up and out of there. Move in the name of Jesus. Right now we talk to you, demons. You have to obey. Keep coming out. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Keep coming out. All the way out. Sadness. You have to go. That spirit of mourning and sadness. Go, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. We break the curse of sadness. We break the curse of sadness over you. You have to go right now. There's going to be joy in the morning. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We praise you, Lord, for that we can experience the joy in the morning. And that sadness, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. It's time for your joy to come. In Jesus' name, we rebuke that sadness. Go, 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 go. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, 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 out. All the way out. Go in the name of Jesus right now. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. All that sadness, all that mourning, all that distraughtness, being distraught, come out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name, I bind you. You come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus right now. Go, go, go. I bind you. I bind you. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. All the way out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That spirit of distrust and mistrust. Come out. Come out. Come out. That distrustful, oh, I'll just never trust anybody. You come out of that distrust and mistrust. Go, go, go. And yeah, there are many people you can't trust, but you got to be able to trust the Lord. And sometimes that distrust, mistrust won't even let you trust the Lord. Come out of it. All the way out. He knows what that is. He's taking care of you. He's got it all. He's got your back. He's got your front, your side, everything. Hey, come on out of it. All that distrust, mistrust. Come out. 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 All the way out. Go. In the name of Jesus. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of that spirit of attacking accusations. You come out. Come on, take a deep breath. Let them go. Cough a few times. All the way out. Go, 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 go. That attacking accusation spirit. You come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Those accusations. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Regularly, you're hearing these accusations. We rebuke those spirits that are doing that, and you come out of it. But now those accusations come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. In the name of Jesus right now, name of Jesus, loosen, loosen, let them go. All the way out, all those accusation spirits, come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The spirit of hearing voices in your mind, demonic voices, come out. The spirit of hearing voices, you come out. Come on, those voices, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. All those voices you're hearing in your mind, come out. In the name of Jesus right now, come out. Those voices, all those voices, hearing voices, come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. We break that curse of hearing voices. We break the witchcraft over you. Come out. All those hearing voices, those voices in the mind. Come out. 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 Come out of it. All the way out. All the way out. We break the curses of the occultism over you. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Common curses. Break those too. Come out. In Jesus' name. All the way out, all the way out. Keep going, up and out of there, up and out of there, up and out of there, all the way out, all the way out. All that mental torment in your mind, come out. Mental torment, come out. Spirit of mental torment, we're talking to you right now. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out, out of there, all the way out. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus. Angels going to sword that spirit. Mental torment, you come out of it. Mental torment, go in the name of Jesus. Come out. Come out, mental torment. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Mental torment. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. Come out. Come out. Mental torment. All the way out. All the way out. Go, go, go. In Jesus' name. All that fear for your family, that fear something's going to happen to the one you love. We rebuke that spirit, fear that my loved ones are going to die or my loved ones are going to be hurt. Come out, or they won't love me or they won't like me. Come out, all the way out, all that fear, something's going to happen to your loved ones. Come out, or your family. Come out, 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 come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all that fear that something bad is going to happen to your loved one, your family members. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 all the way. Keep going up and out, all the way out. Addiction to video games, come out. Addiction to video games, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out. Addiction to video games, come out. Come out, all the way out. Come out, 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 come out. Come out of there. We break the power of that spirit, video gaming. Come out. Break the control of that addiction over you. Come out. Addiction to video gaming. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. The gaming. Come out. The gaming spirit. Come out. All the way out. Go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Addiction to sugar, addiction to sweets, overeating sweets, addiction to sweets, you come out of there. Sugar addiction, come out. Sugar addiction, I bind you, come out, out of there, all the way out, come out. Sugar addiction, we're talking to you, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Sugar addiction, come out. Addiction to sweets, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Addiction to soda pop, come out. Come out of it. Go, 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 go. Addiction to alcohol, come out, come out, come out, come out. All the way out, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, those romance novel spirits, you come out. Romance novel, addiction to romance novel, come out. Fantasy, fantasy lust, come out, 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 come out. All the way out, go in Jesus' name. I bind you, break your hold. You have to come out. All the way out, come out. Come out, come out in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Keep going. Up and out of there, all the way out. All the way out, all the way out. All the way out, addiction to rock and roll music, ungodly music, come out. All the way out, all that ungodly music spirit, addiction to ungodly, worldly music, come out. Come out in Jesus' name, come out. I bind you, break your control over people. Now you have to obey. I rebuke you. Come out. 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 All the way out. All that addiction of worldly music, whatever kind it is. Come out. That worldly music spirit. That worldly music. Come out. Come out, worldly music. Come out. In Jesus' name. Go. It would help to get rid of it too, you know. Come out of there, all the way out. Addiction to movies, addiction to TV, addiction to cable TV. Come out, 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 come out. All the way out, all the way out. In Jesus' name, we command you to go all the way out. All those addictions, come out. In Jesus' name, that self-sabotaging spirit where you just, you go so far and it seems like you put yourself back. And you can't help it. It just seems like you sabotage your walk. You sabotage yourself. Come out, that self-sabotage spirit. Go, go, come out, come out, come out. Self-sabotaging, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. Self-sabotaging, come out, 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 come out. That self-sabotaging spirit where you sabotage yourself. And you block yourself, you feel like you cannot, you know, get to do the right thing. There's something sabotaging you. You self-sabotage yourself. Why did I do that? Why did I say that? Why did I act that way? Come out. Come out of there right now. Go in the name of Jesus. Come up out of there. I bind you. I break your grip. I break the control of those demons over you. Come out in Jesus' name. Angel, sword those demons. Chase and persecute those demons right now. Of self-sabotage, You come out of there all the way. Come out, 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 come all the way out. All the way out in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All that mocking spirit, you come out. Mocking spirit, mocking spirit, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, we break the mocking spirit. We come against you. Come out of there, all the way out. The spirit of diabetes, we break the curse of diabetes over you. You have to come out. We break the generational curse, family line curses of diabetes, running in the family. We break that curse. We break those demons. Come out, 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 diabetes. Go. Come on, all that spirit of diabetes, we break your power. We break your control over people right now. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Type 1, type 2, come out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All those spirits of diabetes, come out. It's trying to kill you. It's trying to take you out. We rebuke that. You shall live and not die. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. We just release the healing power on diabetes for those that have that spirit, heal their bodies, Father, in Jesus' name as well. And the spirit goes. And thank you for healing, Lord. Come out of there. All that diabetes, go, go. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Poor circulation, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, go, go, go. Come out, 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 come out. Break every word, curses from doctors and people that have spoken to you. You speak, maybe you spoke something over yourself. Come out. Come out of there all the way out. We break those word curses. Come out. Come out where your health has been fine. Come out of there all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. Keep going all the way out. We rebuke those spirits in the name of Jesus right now. Go, 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 go. All the way out. All the way out. All the way out. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Keep coming out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out of there, all the way, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The spirit of shame, you come out through shame, shamefulness, come out. All that shame, come out, in Jesus' name. Go, 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 come out, shame. Come out, shame, all that shame right now. All the way out, all that shame has to go. All the way out, all the way out, 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 out there. In the name of Jesus, that unforgiveness you go through, unforgiveness, come out. Come out, unforgiveness, come out. In the name of Jesus, come out. That unforgiveness spirit, you got to go right now. All that unforgiving spirit, there's somebody you need to forgive. Forgive them, but maybe sometimes you can't forgive without getting rid of the demon. So we command the demon of unforgiveness to come out now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, right now, go, 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 come out, come out, come out, all the way out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, all the way out, in Jesus' name, Jesus' name, thank you, Jesus. Keep going, all the way out, we rebuke these spirits, all the way out. Go, 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 all the way. In Jesus' name, every one of you has to go. In Jesus' name, you are rebuked. Every spirit that we've called out, that you have to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we just break the soul ties with the world, with the music of the world, with the garbage of the world. We break those soul ties. If you're lusting for the things of the world, we break those soul ties between you and the world. So you can be free of that lusting after the world. In Jesus' name, and the things of the world, the music of the world, the stuff of the world, the Hollywood world, all that stuff. You go right now, go. We break those soul ties. Break those ungodly soul ties. In Jesus' name, come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. We break the control and spirit of mammon over you. Go. In the name of Jesus, we break heart disease. There, you come out. Heart condition, heart disease. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come all the way out. Heart disease, heart problem, heart trouble, circulation problem. Come out of there. Come out of there. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. go. We command the demon to get out of the circulatory system, get out of the heart. In Jesus' name, we speak health and life into your heart. In the name of Jesus, we command those spirits to get out of there. We break the generational curse of heart disease and heart trouble. Come out. Come out. You shall live and not die. In Jesus' name, and proclaim the works of the Lord. Oh, for the long life, he will satisfy you and show you his salvation. So you demons have to go. In the name of Jesus, move out. Move, 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 move. Angels, sword them and chase them. In Jesus' name, seal this deliverance tonight to the people who receive. We thank you for it. We've run out of time, Father, and for the message tonight. So we're going to let time out again. So, Father, just seal that deliverance to the people and let them walk in their deliverance and walk in liberty. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. All right, well, we did get the newsletter done, so it'll be going out by email to those who have signed up for it. So if you'd like to get the email and you haven't signed up, send me an email at theoasis1@localnet.com, theoasis1@localnet.com, and we'll get the email out to you. God bless you. Good to be with you again tonight. And so we will talk to you again next week. Amen. Good night. Love you. Let you know that I do pray for you folks that listen to the program. And I hope you pray for me and pray for your health and your blessing on your life. And
pray that God will lead you and guide you and bring you to the joy of the Lord, that you'll be walking in that and experiencing that. That he has so much to give us all, so much more. There's always more in God. You know, that's a never-ending God that we serve. And you may think that he's not listening to you, but he is listening to you. When you speak according to his word and pray according to his word, he's listening. And you may think he's not hearing, but he's hearing. God bless you tonight, and we will talk to you later. Bye-bye now.